Welcome to the Natalie Parker Studio podcast, the podcast for women artists who are ready to pursue their creative dreams so that they can thrive both in life and in business. I'm your host, Natalie Parker, artist and mentor to women creatives around the globe. In this podcast, I'll share with you the strategies, principles, and mindset that you need to build a purposeful and fulfilling creative business. If you're ready to be inspired, encouraged, and equipped to build the art business of your dreams, then you're absolutely in the right place. Let's dive in to today's episode. Well, hey there, artists, and welcome to another episode of the Natalie Parker Studio Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about the creative process, in particular, the judgment that we sometimes throw on our work when we're in the studio starting a new work, and it's what we call a WIP or a work in progress. So I've titled this episode, Stop Judging Your Work in Progress. And I know putting that bold statement out is so much easier said than done. But this has come a lot from my own creative process as I reflect on it in the studio. I've become a lot more, aware of the judgment that I cast on my work, especially when I am just starting out with it. And what tends to happen is when I'm being quite mean and negative to my work, subconsciously and unsubconsciously sometimes, is that I tend to block the creative flow and I tend to block the joy and the freedom in my work. Now, we're all aware of, or if you're not aware of, the creative process graph, you may have seen this kind of flying around the internet. Basically, it goes like this, right? We're starting out a new work. We're really excited. We're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. This is going to be great. And then we kind of get to the point where this is tricky. This is hard. No, this isn't really working out. Or no, this looks terrible. I am terrible. The world is terrible. Woe is me. Am I a great artist? Oh, this is not going to work. And then we push through and we're like, yes, no, this is amazing. Oh my gosh, this is a masterpiece. This is the best work I've ever created. It's just like this huge emotional roller coaster. So I want to give us some strategies today, 5 strategies that we can think about when it comes to how do we not judge our work in progress and what can we do to move through. And I've kind of felt like I've written these notes today and it's kind of like a story. And I often think that there are metaphors in the creative process that relate so much to life, so much to our personalities and how we perceive life and relationships and events and all these things that come along. I tend to think that as artists, we get stuck a lot in our artwork because we're very quick to judge our work. We're perfectionists. We tend to be very sharp in our creative eye, which is our strength. Of course, we know what looks good and what doesn't. So that tends to cause a little bit of a block and a challenge for us. And it's really funny. Like, can you remember a time when you're creating a work? So it might have been, you know, back in your primary school days or whatever, art school days, or even recently when you've been in your studio, you're creating a work, someone, you can see them, they come along and you're like, oh my gosh, they're looking at my work, and your work's, you know, half done, or it's not perfect, or it's not finished, and they'll come and look at it and they'll want to say something. Well, they may say or they may not say, but as artists, we're quick to put up these walls and defend them and be like, oh, it isn't done yet. My guilty trait is that I will always put things like the hashtag WIP on Instagram, or be like, this is just a work in progress, so like, don't judge it because it's not completely finished. And you know, we're almost internally putting up these barriers, and these people may or may not have already said something, but we've just been like, don't judge us, okay, this is just a work in progress, don't judge it. But the irony of this is that often ourselves as artists, we've already cast our own judgment. We've already judged our work and decided whether it, you know, is going to be a masterpiece or not. Now, over the years in my studio practice, I have come to discover that often my best pieces started out as my worst. And often many of them I wrote off very quickly. And I would put the canvases aside. I would turn the canvases around because, you know, I couldn't look at them. You know, it just made me feel like I was a terrible artist and I should give up. I was very quick to judge some of these pieces. And what I didn't do is I didn't give them the time to grow. I didn't give them the time to blossom. Like I said, I'd just quickly judge and be like, no, this was what I thought was a great work. Now it's not working. I can't do it. I'm going to put it aside. I'm going to turn my canvas around. And I felt like somehow if I accepted that work, that it meant that I was accepting my failure as an artist. I put so much pressure on myself that every piece that I created should be a masterpiece. And if ever I had a bad day in my studio, which ominously happens all the time to all of us still, but I don't know where we get these big ideas from. I felt like if I had a bad day in my studio, that it meant that I had lost somehow. I had lost my creative gift and I should give up and I'm not a good artist and what am I thinking building a career around this and all this mind drama that can go along in the creative process, right? But here's what I've discovered. Those pieces that I cast aside, those pieces that I was so quick to judge on, often I would return to them like 6 months, a year, even 2 years later. And I would either gesso completely over them, or the best ones have been the ones where I've just added more layers of paint over top. And I've started, because I've just decided, oh no, I don't like it. You know, I'm just going to go really bold. I'm going to put some paint on. It doesn't matter what's underneath. I'm starting fresh. And I would start getting in there and I would start putting this paint on. But I would come at it with a non-judgmental, freedom, fresh set of eyes. And I would see, you know what, that layer there, that's a really nice color, or that's a really nice mark that brushstroke has left. And I'd be like, oh, actually, I quite like that little bit there. I'm going to let that little layer come through. So when you go and look closely at some of my works lately, that is what a lot of them are about. There are multiple layers in my pieces, and often there are elements from the different layers that I've worked on that I've allowed to come through that I've seen that are, you know, really beautiful or that I really, really enjoy. All that needed to happen was there needed to be time, there needed to be space for both the artwork and myself to grow. And how much is it like, put it here, it's kind of like, you know, like a teenager, right? Going through that ugly stage, I shouldn't say that ugly stage, you know, when we go through puberty, right? And we get pimples and we're going through that really weird stage. And then, you know, sometimes some teenagers look so much better when they're adults because they've started to grow and they've started to blossom. And I feel like at that time, you know, like, the artwork, when I judged it so quickly, it was that pimply teenager. It just needed to grow. It needed to blossom. Both of us needed to grow and blossom. And I needed to give it time to grow. It needed some love. And I wonder, and I want you to think about this, I wonder, how many works have you given up on too soon in your studio? How many works have you cast aside because you thought they weren't good enough? Because you thought that, you know, somehow you had lost your creative gift because you thought that making a bad work or a mistake or putting the wrong color on or making the wrong brushstroke, that was somehow a bad thing and then it reflected on you and your creative process. So my challenge to you is to not judge your work in progress, because it is like that pimply teenager. We are all going through a season of growing and blossoming, and I want you to allow your work and yourself that chance to grow. So here are 5 little things that you can do when you find yourself judging your work in the middle of the process. The first one is, I want you to view your work like you are dating it, like you're not married to it. And this is something that Nicholas Bolton from Art to Life used, this analogy of dating, not marriage. And I've absolutely loved it and brought it up a lot and reminded myself of it. Because here's what happens, like when we start that workout in that new process, we're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. This is going to be the best piece ever. I don't know why I'm talking like that. And it tends to block us. We get like this fear of putting any more works on. We're like, I'm married to it. This is it. I'm a most amazing artist, okay? And it blocks us up. But when we're looking at a work like, we're just kind of dating, I'm going to see how this work goes. I'm going to see if it's worth me continuing having a relationship with, or if it's something that I just want to practice my dating skills or my communication skills on. So look at your work like you're dating it. It's really hard, I know, because we do fall in love with our works quite quickly at the start. So just have that mindset. You're just dating. You can put it aside. You can pick up a new canvas, a new piece of paper at any time and start afresh, okay? The second thing you can do is to put your work aside, okay? Sometimes we need time out from our work, and our work needs time out from us. Because when we hit that like messy middle, that judgy space where we're like, this isn't working, we do two things. One, we stop, procrastinate, stare at it, and get really angry. Or we, and then we go into self-doubt and I'm not a great artist and all these mind dramas. Or we're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to fix this. And we push through and push through. And then we keep adding multiple layers, almost in a sense of anger. And I'm going to problem solve and I'm going to prove I'm a great artist and this work is not going to rule me. And sometimes we make a mistake. Well, we just overwork it, all right? And then sometimes this is when artists come to me and they're like, it's all muddy and stuff. And yeah, just take some time out, put it aside. Like I said, some of my works that I've made, I've like put aside for, you know, sometimes it's like a day or two and I come back to it and rework it with fresh eyes. Or even in the morning, I'm like, why was I judging that so quickly? Like, that's actually a really good piece that has some beautiful elements to it. It just needs a little highlight, a little contrast, and it's done. Sometimes I come back to works, you know, 6 months and years later, I'm like, yeah, I don't know what I was thinking there. Let's start again. Let's either gesso it or let's just put more paint over it and bring some of those elements through. The third thing that you can do is to start something new. I don't know why this is just like, why this happens. Our brains are weird, right? We can trick them. And this is why I tell all my artists to work in collections, because if you're just working on one piece at a time, you're getting so caught up in that one. But when you hit that messy middle, when you start judging it, pick up something new. Start something fresh. It will just totally change your mindset. And often what tends to happen is you have so much freedom on that new piece, you come up with a new brushstroke, a new color, a new technique, or a new way of solving that issue that you're having on that previous work. The fourth thing you can do is you can start again. Like I said, it's like dating. You don't have to finish every work that you start. I give you permission if you need it, all right? If you're not liking where that work's going, gesso over it. God bless gesso is one of the most amazing things. You can save your canvases. You can save your cost by investing in a good gesso, putting that on top, or you can even, you know, put some more layers of paint on, whatever kind of works for you. Start again. The fifth thing you can do is you can throw the work away. Like, you don't have to keep everything. If it's really ruining your creative flow, if you've decided that you don't like that piece, that you don't want it in your house, that it's ruining your creative energy, if you're constantly judging it and judging yourself and feeling like a failure, then get rid of the evidence. Throw it away, like all those chocolate bar wrappers that we throw away. Throw it away in the bin and be done and start new. So stop judging your work in process. So much easier said than done, I know, but I feel as artists, we just critique our work so much. And I want you to have that joy. I want you to have that freedom in the creative process, you know, returning back to our love of creativity. So those are some quick little tips for you. Alrighty, lovelies, if you have loved this episode, do us a favor, take a screenshot, tag us in at Natalie Parker Studio, and I will be back here with you next week with another episode to encourage, to inspire, and to equip you to build the art business of your dreams. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.